and happy Thanksgiving. I asked Bob if I could share just for a moment, and he suggested that I do it at this point. I'm speaking today, so I do have a message in just a little bit, but I wanted to share just a couple thoughts about Thanksgiving. You know how sometimes I have two messages or just a little sermonette about Thanksgiving in view of the fact that this is the Thanksgiving weekend. And I'm not speaking on Thanksgiving in my main message. I'm continuing my series on Happily Ever After. So I did want to just say a few words about Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And if you could show the scripture, I wanted to share one main scripture with you from James chapter 4 and just mention a couple things about this. It says, do not be... Oh, Philippians, I'm sorry, yeah. Thank you, my helpmate.
We were all thinking it, I
think. Okay. I just wanted to see if anybody was paying attention. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And I was meditating on this verse this week, and I noticed four key words that I wanted to point out. I made them dark, in fact. Prayer, petition, thanksgiving, and peace. And prayer, the idea of prayer and petition carry with it the idea of asking God for something, petitioning God, seeking God. God, I have this problem. I have this need. I need your help. Will you do this, God? Will you give me this, God? So it's asking God for something. And isn't it true, it seems like, that when we pray to God, more often than not, that's the biggest percentage of what we spend our time in prayer, asking God to do something or to give us something. And I just wanted to point out my main observation. I think it's significant that that this scripture says, in every don't be anxious, but in every situation, say your prayers and petitions. Ask God for stuff with thanksgiving. So prayer is intended not just to ask God for things, but also to have an attitude of thankfulness to God. I'm thinking it's kind of like we're asking God for what we don't have or what we need, but thanksgiving is acknowledging and thanking God for the things that we do have and the blessings that He has given us. So I saw this metaphor. I see pictures sometimes, and just a simple picture of a seesaw or a teeter-totter. And I think prayer is intended to have both of these elements, asking God and thanking God. And I think the thankfulness balances prayer out. This past Tuesday, several of us we have a prayer meeting every Tuesday night, and you're all invited. And if you can't make it every week, that's okay. But just come once in a while. Just come visit on a Tuesday. Anyway, Joe Micah leads our prayer group. And Joe had us do something this past Tuesday. And what he had us do is we took 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. And Joe said, make a list, since this is Thanksgiving week, make a list of things that you're thankful for. What do you have to give God thanks for? So we took this time and we made a list. And I pretty quick, if you start thinking about it, I filled up a page. I mean, if you start thinking about it, you probably have a lot of things that you can thank God for, right? And I think it's important to have this attitude of thanksgiving. And then I thought of this. Would you show the next slide? See if you know who this is. Do you know? What's his name?
Bob Wiley.
Bob Wiley, that right. And in this scene, do you remember what he's saying?
Give me.
That's it. And I don't think that's what prayer is supposed to be. We're like Bob Wiley to God. Give me, give me, give me. I need, I need, I need. You know. That's makes it so egocentric. Give me what I want, God. But this Thanksgiving thing balances it out. And one last thing that I want to say, in my last slide, if you'd show that. In the context of Thanksgiving, we have a family get-together. I don't know, there were 40 or 50 of us, and I put together a little game, a Thanksgiving quiz. It was 31 questions, trivia questions about Thanksgiving, and we played and we had a contest. It was a lot of fun. There were 102 pilgrims on the Mayflower. 49 died the first winter. They sailed and came, landed at Plymouth in 1620, right? The first Thanksgiving was the fall of 1621. So they made it through their first winter. That first winter, 49 pilgrims died. That means 53 survived, and only 5 women survived the first winter. Those 5 women made the first Thanksgiving dinner. So the context of the pilgrims' lives that year was disease and starvation, severe winter, death, and I think we could even make the list worse than this. We could put on there the word homelessness. Could you imagine if somehow circumstances came about that you had to uproot yourself, leave your home, everything you know, like take as much as you can basically carry, a couple of suitcases, like gather up your main stuff and leave, put your home in the rearview mirror, you're never ever coming back, you're going to a new place where you don't even know where you're going, right? So there's a disorientation, a homelessness. The point I'm making is, these people, what they did, it's amazing. They went through profound hardship, profound difficulty, and pain, and profound loss and grief. Half of them died. And yet, they had this Thanksgiving, to give thanks for the goodness of God, the blessings of God. So what I learned from that is, to be thankful to God. I think sometimes we don't feel like being thankful because if I have these problems, I have this problem and this problem and this pain and confusion. So how can I be thankful when my hurt feels this big? Like, I don't want to be thankful. And my point is, I don't think to be thankful to God requires a context of my life. I have no pain, no problems, no fear, no confusion, no hurt, no upset. Okay, now I can be thankful because everything in my life is good. No, the pilgrims' lives were a mess, and yet they were still thankful. So I think that it's just incredibly important that even in the mess, we are thankful to God all the time. Do not be anxious about anything, but in all things, with your prayers and petitions, go ahead and ask it, and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. I think it's important that we be a thankful people. Let's worship the Lord. Mm-hmm.